Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, but getting with the show now, follow this storyline, and we're going to need some real honesty from women this morning, because y'all are going to have to call yourselves out for being crazy if you've ever done this. But can you explain the whole Terry Hatcher and Mike Delfino storyline going on, Jen?
It's kind of a long storyline, but basically, Terry Hatcher's character is dating the sexy plumber down the street, and they've had this on-again, off-again relationship because she doesn't trust him. He's involved in, like, this murder scandal and had been arrested in his past, and he wasn't upfront with her and wasn't honest with her at the beginning of the relationship, but now she knows the whole story. Now they're dating again, and they've just decided to move in together. So they just decide to move in together, and as they're moving, she finds something in his car. She finds this diary, this journal in his car that makes her suspicious of him again, so she decides to trail him.
She literally gets in her car with her daughter in the passenger seat and is, like, sitting low in the car, and they are trailing her boyfriend because she doesn't trust him.
Mom, stalking? Are we really doing this? You just made such a huge deal to your friends about how much you trust him now.
Well, that was before I found Mrs. Hoover's journal in his truck.
I would bet you anything he is not going on a plumbing job, and we're going to find out.
Mom, if you don't trust him, why are you moving in with him?
I don't have time to explain adult relationships to you.
Oh, duck down.
I think you lost him.
He's six cars up. We have to stay this far back or he'll see us.
Okay, great, but we can't see him either. I gotta tell you, Mom, you're not great at this.
Oh, yeah? When your father was cheating on me, I used to follow him all the time. I know my stuff.
Okay, so that's where we're at. So here's the honesty I want. And I think we've got to separate the two and define them. I'm not looking for stalking calls, like you stayed outside of his apartment and watched the light go on and off to see what he was doing. I'm talking about literally getting in your car and following your boyfriend or your husband because you had that much distrust. You tailed him. Has anybody ever done that listening right now? All right, voice disguiser, we're going to call you Jonathan.
Sorry, Jonathan, do a check real quick.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, hold on one sec, Jonathan. All right, Jonathan, you are on the voice disguiser. Nobody could recognize your voice.
All right, I'm doing it right now as we speak.
You're tailing your girlfriend right now?
My wife.
Oh.
Give us some history.
It's been about 7 years. We've been married, 3 kids. I don't know. She's done it before, and I let her get away with it. This time, I'm fed up.
So, what got you to the point of tailing her?
I just gotta know for sure. She's lying. Just lying.
How do you know? Like, what has she done over the last couple of days to make you think that she's cheating? And why do you think she's gonna go to the place right now?
Well, because I work out of town a lot, mm-hmm. and her and her mom have plotted against me before, and I work, and I constantly work. She uses that as an excuse. You know, oh, you're working all the time. That was the two excuses the time before. Now I'm fed up with it because there's possibly another person out there for me, and I want to know, and I don't want to waste my time anymore on this one. I do have 3 beautiful babies, but, you know.
How is her mother involved? Why would her mother endorse her having an affair in her marriage?
Oh, she's crazy.
Mm. So you're literally right now, you're right behind your wife, or is she two cars in front of you, or?
She's about, like, five or six.
Five cars in front of you, and where do you think she's going?
She was supposed to take my my daughter to school.
Uh-huh. And did she?
No.
So where's your daughter?
I don't know. Probably in a car with her. She'd probably check her in late. But, like, right now, as of right now, she's totally gone, like, 20 minutes out of her way.
And you have no idea where she's going, and you're convinced she's going to go see some dude that she's been seeing.
Uh-huh.
Why would she do that with her with your kids in the car, though?
I don't know. I asked the same question myself, you know. This is why I gotta know. Because I can't be with somebody like this.
Sure. Mm.
I can't.
So,
I mean,
I'm going to ask Bert's question again because you didn't really answer it. What's tipped you off that she's cheating?
I found notes.
Mm.
She's the kind of person who will write everything down. And we just moved into a new place recently, about a month ago. So we're still doing the unpacking stuff. And, you know, there's a note on the ground. And, you know, I picked it up, I looked at it, started reading it, and she got real mad and upset, took it, ripped it up, threw it in the garbage.
What did it say in that letter?
Just, I can't wait to see you. Hopefully he doesn't come home this week.
Ugh, I'd throw up. As I was reading that, I would throw up.
Now, we talked before, we've had conversations before about once someone has cheated on you, you never fully trust them again, and you say this has happened before, so... I mean, I take it you haven't been able to trust her since you found out the first time.
That's why I'm following her.
That's why, yeah.
Well, that and a note, sure. Hey, Jonathan, yeah. What I want to do is, can I put you on hold and take a couple calls and come back to you?
Yeah.
All right, hold on 1 second. So this dude's in pursuit right now. Right now, his wife is five cars in front of him. He's convinced that his wife is screwing around on him. Yeah. He's going to catch her today. All right, I'll take a couple more calls. We don't need the voice disguiser for, then go back to Jonathan. Good morning, Jesse, you're on All the Hits, Q100. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What?
Good morning. That's our conversation start. You say good morning, we say good morning, and you just go right on in.
Okay, this is actually my stepdaddy stalking my mama.
Okay.
This was on Saturday. This was when I was about 16, and they have a daughter together. She was a little bitty baby, and my mama was going to the tanning bed. My mom left the house, and then my stepdad asked me to watch my little sister,
mm-hmm.
And left, and I didn't think anything of it. Well, it turns out that he had followed her to the tanning bed, and he got to the tanning bed, and as mom was walking in, another guy had held open the door for her,
mm-hmm.
But a guy she has never even met in her life. Well, my stepdaddy got this man's tag number. And his uncle is a deputy sheriff in Douglasville, ran the man's tag number, got his name and phone number and address, and was, like, throwing it up in my mom's face. And my mom's like, I don't even know that man. And she had never seen him before. So
he got jealous just because a guy opened a door for her?
Yeah, and from, I don't know if my mom, from what I know of, didn't cheat on him at all, you know, but, and I don't know why he would think that she was.
Well, you don't come up with that out of thin air.
Yeah, and if you were 16, then there's probably a lot you didn't know.
Okay, good morning, Wade. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey, Bert.
How are you, sir?
Just doing all right.
You've done this yourself?
Oh, yeah. About 3 years ago, I used to work out of town, and then when I got into town, my wife was acting strange and, you know, wouldn't do the same thing she would do. So my sister had my daughter one night, and I asked her to pick up my daughter for me, and she made a big deal about it. And it was kind of strange she doing that. So what I did was I jumped in my neighbor's truck and went to her job to see why she was working late. And as I was pulling in, she was pulling out.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed her to a restaurant where she met my neighbor.
Oh, man. Oh, that feeling you must get in your pit of your stomach when...
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know, this guy is a friend of mine.
Yeah.
We had barbecues together, you know, hang out. His wife, my wife, our kids. And I watched them for about 30 minutes hugging and kissing in the booth. And
oh, man.
I'm sorry.
Then I walked in.
Mm-hmm. What was your first line? What'd you say?
He said to me he would never do a thing like that.
Oh, come on.
You know, he told me that years ago when we first met, because his wife used to tell me that he's a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to cheat on her all the time and beat her up.
Mm.
So I used to confide in him, and him and my wife got really close when I was out of town. Mm-hmm. And when I walked in, I think she just, all the blood in her face just left.
The thing is, if you're tailing, it's done. Isn't the relationship over if you've got to tail somebody you're in a relationship with?
I think that's a last resort.
That's
yeah.
it.
I think that's the last resort where you're trying to find proof to leave.
You got
to
see it with your own eyes if you're tailing somebody.
Good morning, Veronica. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Well, what happened is I worked third shift, and my husband, he worked like whenever because he was a contractor. And my best friend, it was my cousin, and I told her everything. And I keep telling her, I think my husband is cheating on me. And she's like, oh, I don't think so. And I keep telling her, like, oh, I'm going to probably follow him one day. And she's like, no, that's a bad idea. And one day I called my husband and I said, I'm going to be late, you know, from coming home. And I borrowed one of my employees' car, and we kind of swapped cars. And I was at the house waiting for him to go because he's supposed to leave at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he left, and I follow him because he's supposed to be going to work. He pulled in to a motel, and my cousin was like, she was smoking.
Mm-hmm.
She was waiting for him outside, and they both went in, and they stayed there for like about an hour.
Mm-mm.
And I was just so frustrated. I was not sure what to do. So I was just, you know, waiting. And then after an hour, they came out and they were kissing and hugging. And I had a camera and I also took pictures and went to my lawyer and I filed for divorce.
Good for that you. Was it. Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
It was a really shock because I would never thought that my cousin could do that.
You think all this stuff only happens in TV shows or in the movies, you know, that your cousin would be behind it.
Because most people aren't honest. And most people, I mean, not in those situations, most people aren't honest when they're confronted with it. Like if a husband goes to a wife and says, are you cheating on me? Then they're like, well, of course I'm not. And if you're at the point where you know something's wrong and they're not telling you and you've given them the opportunity, that's why I think the trailing comes in, you know, or tailing.
So let's go back to Burt Show listener Jonathan when we started this whole thing, because this just came from Desperate Housewives last night. And then Jonathan here calls up and says, I'm doing it right now. I am tailing my wife. I'm sure she's screwing around on
me.
Hey, Jonathan, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Still following her?
Yeah, but she wound up going to the school.
She did?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So,
Maybe she's just trying to avoid traffic is why she went out of her way. Well, I mean, but like we said, if you get to the point of tailing, then something's wrong. I mean, obviously you are just trying to find a concrete reason to leave. Sounds like.
Yeah.
Isn't the letter itself incriminating enough to where you wouldn't have to, like, see it? Like, you saw it in the letter, dude.
She said that it was old, that it was from when she had cheated on me before, and that she just didn't throw it away. And I don't believe that. I just really don't.
Women don't just inadvertently keep letters like that. It's not just an accident. So.
And when I say I work out of town, I work in town, but I'm gone from 5. I don't get home until 9, 10 o'clock at night. And it's like, you know, I'm never there. At home.
That sucks having to live with that kind of distrust when you're on the road. And, I mean, because your mind is probably going way crazier than the reality of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're thinking they're on the phone with each other all the time. And
and
it's probably not like that, you know?
You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
You can hear the pain just in the way that you're talking, Jonathan. We can hear how painful this is for you.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could just get it over with and, you know, just find out one way or another.
Yeah.
I mean, if this isn't, she's living a life. She doesn't have to work. She doesn't have to do anything. She just, you know, her man goes out and works, and all I ask of her is take care of my babies.
Oh, I feel so betrayed.
And provide.
Oh,
so betrayed.
It makes my stomach hurt. Like, you know, you get that pain in your gut. when you have that.
Yeah, I bet, man. I'm
it's
sorry,
like I'm
dude.
Having like the sympathy pains for you.
This does go back to that conversation we have time and time again. You screw around one time, forget it. You could try to stay together. You stay together for the babies. Right. You try to get everything healthy, but there will always be in the back of your mind that distrust. It is never, ever the same.
Have you talked to her just point blank about her having an affair right now, or the fact that you think the marriage is over?
Yeah, and every time I do, it upsets her. She gets upset. She wants to just ignore it. She gets stone-faced and just quits talking. I can't believe you're accusing me, blah, blah, blah. And so...
What if she's not having an affair?
Well, then, if she's not, then I guess I'm just overreacting.
Y'all still got a problem.
Even if she's not,
you still got a big problem, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're tailing her right now, and the good news is she's not screwing around, you still have not business to moment. Take care of, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sucks.
So. You still have to have a conversation, yeah. You know?
All right, Jonathan. Sorry, man.
No problem.
Good luck. Right,
bye-bye. Yeah, once you cheat, it's gone.
Because the thing, like, with him, you cheat, I mean, or you're tailing somebody, and you want to see it for yourself, but then when you don't, you're almost disappointed, even though you shouldn't be. But he's looking to get out. He's disappointed because she went to the school, like she said.
Looking to get out.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So Crash was telling us that over the weekend he goes to a wedding in Florida.
Right. St. George Island.
St. George Island.
Which is in the Gulf Coast. I think it's about 100 miles east of Panama City.
Okay. And generally that trip would take you how long?
About 5.5 hours because I'm a pretty good driver. I average about 75 miles an hour. So right. About 5.5 hours.
And he knows where all the traffic problems are, so he just avoids them.
He intuitively knows, even when he's in the car.
And I'm a big road trip guy. I used to love to do road trips between Atlanta and Florida. I was constantly on the road. I knew all the rest stops. I know the trip like the back of my hand.
You can do this thing blindfolded. Oh, yeah. Man. Blindfolded. Yeah. 5 hours, you're there, man.
Easy. I'm on the beach. I leave here, no time. Boom. Yeah.
That said, tell them about your weekend.
Well, it's pretty simple, actually, because when you leave 75 and you head south through the city, and of course we left around 10 o'clock, so we missed most of the traffic, my friend Chris Pongetti and I, and he's in the passenger seat, and I do all the driving on road trips, we start heading south down 75, and our first turnoff is the Georgia-Florida Parkway. Everybody knows where that is. It takes you down to the Florabama, and everyone goes to the Gulf Coast, takes the Georgia-Florida Parkway. It's really simple. It's right out of Cordele, Georgia. You can't miss it. So we're heading south. We got the CDs going. We're going to the beach. Of course, I do all the driving. So, you know, he opens up a little frosty, and he's having a couple of pops. No big deal. I'm doing the driving. All of a sudden, I look at one of the signs on the road. It says Ocala, 82 miles. We've gone right past Cordele, right past Valdosta, right into Central Florida.
You even missed Tifton?
I missed Tifton. We went so far that we pulled off into Lake City, Florida.
Oh, God.
And it was just a typical scene out of a movie where we pull into a little country bumpkin store, and I'm like, hey, we're lost. We're trying to get to the Gulf Coast and blah, blah. The guy just looks at me. He's in a rocking chair. I swear to God, it was right out of a movie. He goes, throws down a little chew on the floor, and he goes, boy, you must be stupid. You're in Central Florida, boy. What, you got manure for brains? We have to turn around, take I-10 into Tallahassee, which you're familiar with I-10 going into Tallahassee, just yes. A desolate road, 100 miles, and then head left down 309 to 16 to 98 to 42 to 37, hot hike, 186.2 miles out of our way.
186.2 miles lost.
It took us almost 9 hours to get to the beach.
Now, I don't even know how this is even possible. This sounds like a fish story to me, because I know if I'm lost, like within 15 miles, I'm like, wait, this doesn't look right, especially if it's a place that I've been to before. Yeah. You went 186, almost 200 miles before you realized, wait, this doesn't... I don't recognize anything around here.
This doesn't look right.
Well, I recognized it. I just, we were just having so much fun. The radio was going. He's having a few drinks, you know, before we know it, Ocala. And my dad lives in Ocala. I'm like, what in the hell? No. Yeah.
By the way, I'm sure all the officers listening are really thrilled that you're like talking about the open container in your car.
Well, I mean, I do all the driving. I mean, he's sitting in the back seat. He's having a vodka tonic. I mean, no one's getting hurt. I certainly never drive whenever I'm at, you know, whenever I do a road trip or whatever. I don't.
It's a little bit like jaywalking. Yeah, we know you're not supposed to, but if someone's in the back seat, here's what I like to do. Let's say we're putting together a Burt Show, like Guinness Book of World Records, okay?
Uh-huh.
I want to know what the most extreme case of lost has been from one of you guys. I don't know if you can beat 186.2 miles, but it might be a story of somebody that got on the wrong flight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Like maybe you were supposed to go to Texas, and before you took off, you didn't realize it, and you ended up in California somewhere. So the most extreme cases of being lost. And we've set the tone with 186.2 miles.
That sets the bar pretty high there, Crash.
And that, people, came from your traffic reporter. So.
I know, right? Ken, you're going to be the first call we take. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Not bad.
Can you beat Crash if we were putting together a Guinness Book of World Records of extreme cases of loss? What do you got?
Nah, my setup is about the same. Two good friends headed down to the beach. It was in Texas, headed to South Padre Island. And me and my bud Rob, we ended up in Alice, Texas. Very small town. I think we met everybody that lives in the town on our trip. But we ended up in Alice, Texas, which was about 180 miles out of our way. We never made it to Padre that day, but we did. We did stick around in the town of Alice, had a beer with some of the locals, made a day of it, and it's been one of our jokes, long running. When people talk about trips, we say, but have you ever been to Alice, Texas?
Great.
Now, I don't know if this is just a guy thing or not, but don't you completely, like, even if you're in an area you don't recognize, won't you talk yourself into thinking, no, I do remember that now, before you know it, it's 200 miles?
Yeah, I've seen that gas station before.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with that under normal conditions, but when you got your best friend in the car and you're having a couple of beers and you're headed down to somewhere like Padre Island, Texas, and everything's good, the music's up, you're having a good time, all that goes out the window. And I'm sure that's what happened with Crash and his bud. They were having a good time, didn't think about it, knew that they were going the right way.
That's 3 hours, 186. Yeah. That's 3 hours.
After a while, like, and the thing with Crash is he takes that trip a lot. So it's right. As if at a certain period you sense that, wait a second, I have been on this road a little too long, and it never occurred to him.
404-741-1005. Good morning. Is it Nubia?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hi. this was a couple years ago. We were meeting my dad in Paducah, Kentucky. He was coming out from... past St. Louis, and we were coming up from Atlanta, and we've driven the road many, many times, and we get to the part where, I don't know what highway it is, but if you keep going straight, it goes into Louisville, and if you branch off, it goes into Paducah. Well, we come up to the break, and my brother's looking at my mom, and she's like, hey, isn't that where we're supposed to go? And she's like, oh, no, there's another turn up here. We end up in Louisville. So she's freaking out, and she thinks she knows where she's going, so she keeps on going and going and going. When we get to Louisville, we realize that we have to go all the way back down because there is no road between Paducah and Louisville.
We have to go back
to the branch.
How many hours are we talking about when all is said and done?
It was about 6 hours.
Six hours out of your way.
And my dad waited the entire time.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Well, yeah.
6 hours.
Wow.
All right. And good morning, Kathy. You're on all the hits Q100.
Hey, Burr. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Well, this relates to my dad. He was in the service, and when he retired from the service, he still was able to catch the MAX flights. They go from, you know, like one country to another.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just knocking around Europe just for the fun of it after he went back to school, and after he got out of school, he worked for a while, and then he just decided midlife crisis hit, he'd go knock around Europe for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd take these flights from one country to the next. Well, he gets to Portugal, and he ties one on at some sort of a festival, you know, running of the vegetables or something. and he's pretty knocked up. I mean, pretty knocked out. And he thinks he's getting on a flight. They point him out to the tarmac, and he wants to go from Portugal to Amsterdam. Instead, he ended up in Bangor, Maine.
Oh, he came all the way home?
Yeah. He lived in California at the time, so he figured, well, if he's back in the States, he might as well come on home.
That's
crazy. That is so
funny. I don't know that we can beat that.
Yeah, why do people in Portugal speak English? I don't understand this.
Why is there an L.L. Bean factory here in Amsterdam?
Is that a moose?
The Amsterdam Lobster House.
The Burt Show.
I went to the dry cleaners to pick up my boyfriend's suit. He's out of town. He's traveling on business, and he'll need it, you know, when he comes back. And he just couldn't pick it up. And he asked me if I'd do it. And I said, yeah. So I went and I picked it up. And you know how, you know, when you go to the dry cleaners, if there's anything like left in a pocket, they'll kind of put it in a bag for you. Well, there was a bag attached to the hanger, and it had like a key in it and a couple of, you know, a little bit of change, and a phone number. And the phone number was obviously written in a woman's handwriting.
Okay.
And it's not a number I recognize, but it said Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, you know, I'm a little freaked by this.
And this happened how long ago?
I just got the number.
You just got the number.
So you just picked up the dry cleaning.
Okay.
Now, how long between finding it and when you dialed the digits?
I haven't dialed the digits.
You haven't?
No, that's the whole thing.
You
that's
crazy
why
woman?
I'm calling you.
Why not? That would have been the first thing I would have done.
Well, that's why I'm calling you, my friends.
So you're calling us for advice or?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I am. I'm thinking, I don't know.
Well,
what do you think? What should I do?
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what to do, but yeah. I guess I want some confirmation.
How does that phone call go? Like, hi, my name is Karen. Your phone number was in my boyfriend's pocket. I'm just wondering who you are.
Maybe.
I think if you wanted to investigate further, you could come up with a different story of how you got the number. Like, hi, is this Nicole? I don't even know right off the top of my head, but I think you could certainly call and find out who this person is.
I could. I mean, I could say the truth that, you know, right, about finding the number in my boyfriend's pocket.
I am just surprised that you haven't done anything. Like, this is what, see, I wouldn't have even gotten to the point of dialing the number. Like, I would have picked it up, and then the first person, regardless if he was at work, home, on the golf course, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I would go see him and hold up the thing. And, you know, and ask what who is this?
I think I would do the same thing. I think I'd write the phone number down on another piece of paper.
Keep it.
Then I'd go to him or her and I'd say, what is this? And then they're obviously going to have some lame-ass excuse.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tape the piece of paper back to you. I think I would act as though it was, like, not a big deal. Oh, sorry, I was just freaking out. And then, like, later on in the day, I think I make that phone
call.
That's
when I make the call, yeah.
I think I would be that insecure to do that.
But are we, like, are we immediately crucifying this guy because he had a woman's phone number in his pocket?
If I am with someone and somebody gives me their number, I don't keep it. I don't throw it in a pocket. I usually end up turning, you know, like as soon as that person leaves, I would toss it.
Yeah.
But what if it was just stuck in the pocket is like a non... Like, do you already suspect him of cheating? Is he a faithful
guy?
Yeah,
I do. I think he is.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for helping me out.
Yeah.
Karen, let me put you on hold here because I can't put you on with other listeners and put you all on the Voices guys because little kids get really scared about that.
Oh, okay.
So let me put you on hold. I'll take some calls and then we'll come back to you, okay?
Little kids, it's us.
Why don't the Burt Show, why don't y'all call them and say what the other listener said, you know, that you're the dry cleaners and you're trying to find out, you know, who this jacket goes to instead of her?
Jeff, put on an accent.
What are you trying to say? Hold on a sec. What are you trying to say, Melissa?
Oh,
what
do you mean?
What kind of accent would he have to put on? And what do you mean?
You know what?
Maybe,
I'm saying so that people don't recognize he's Jeff Dollar from all the hits Q100.
Like, why should I sit here and have an accent? Why don't you just have Mina make the call?
Oh,
that's not what I said. So that you wouldn't be recognized, and you're better at prank calling. That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we have to call and say that we're the dry cleaner. I think we just call and say we're the Burt Show.
Yeah.
You want a T-shirt?
No. What?
Well,
we're
the problem.
Be honest with her.
He's not going to be honest with us, and the problem is
not
also
not him. Her
Nicole, the chick who
call the girl
the
up.
That's what I meant. Even well, I guess she's got nothing to lose.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she be honest?
Let's see if Karen even wants to do that. Can you get the voice disguiser back on?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Karen.
Yes.
Do you want us to take that phone number and call her here? Would you be okay with that?
Yeah.
And find out who she is?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Let's do it.
All right, Karen?
Yeah.
Hold on one sec.
Yeah. Okay.
You there?
I'm here.
Very good. Okay, so you have given your phone number to either producer Tracy or Jeff?
Uh-huh.
And we have it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have the number.
All right, so we will call this right now. We just can't call it with you on. Because then again, you're all going to be on the voice disguiser, and it's going to be a mess. So,
well, do you want to talk to her? You can keep talking to her for a second, and then I will call this off the air and get the permission.
Okay.
The name's Nicole, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so if you want to put Karen on hold, you can pick up Nicole, who said it's okay for us to talk about, and I have told her nothing.
Okay. Karen, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back to you after we talk to Nicole, all right?
Okay.
And before you pick up, put Karen on hold.
Yep.
Before you pick up Nicole.
Yep.
The guy that we're asking about, his name is Aaron.
Aaron?
Yes.
Okay.
He owns a big rental company.
Hi, Nicole.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, Nicole.
You're on radio station All the Hits Q100 right now.
Wow, a big fan. Good morning.
Are you?
Hi.
Yeah, absolutely. I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, thank you. Then you know a call from us is never good.
I'm sitting here going, what did I do?
I hope you still like us after we have this conversation.
Here's what we have going on here, Nicole.
Uh-huh.
First of all, we're wondering, do you work at a dry cleaners?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess I should just tell you straight up what's going on.
Okay.
All right, we have a woman that we're calling Karen on hold.
Uh-huh.
And she has a boyfriend.
Okay.
She picked up his dry cleaning the other day, and your phone number was in there, in his dry cleaning.
Okay.
On a slip of paper, it was your name and your phone number as though you had written it. And the dry cleaners, I guess, when they were cleaning his clothes, cleaned out his pockets, and they kind of put it in a little extra baggie, which had the piece of paper with your phone number and some change and a key or whatever. And his girlfriend went to pick up his dry cleaning and found this.
His girlfriend, huh? Okay. I've got a boyfriend, but, it's pretty recent, but he's definitely not dating another person. This is, I've been dating this guy. He's really great, actually. Mm-hmm. I can't remember giving my number out to anybody at a bar recently. His name's Aaron. I've been seeing him for about 3 weeks, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like him, but, we've been going out pretty steadily. So, I have a boyfriend. It's not like I'd be out macking on somebody else's guy.
So you've been seeing a guy named Aaron for the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, and he's great. We've been seeing each other a couple times a week, so it's starting to get, I hope it goes to the next level and everything. But, we've got a date this weekend, actually.
Can you give us a description of this guy?
Sure. He's about, 6'2", about 175, 80 pounds. Really nice sandy brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
Light green eyes.
All right. Can you hold on for a second, or are you going to rush to go anywhere?
Oh, yeah, I can hold on, sure.
Okay,
hold on 1 second.
Thanks, Nicole.
Okay. Just so you know, Nicole cannot hear us on hold.
Okay,
we're going to need the voice disguiser because we'll go back to Karen now. Hello, Karen?
Yes.
All right, did you hear everything that Nicole just had to say?
Yes, I did.
said she's got a boyfriend named Aaron.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend's name is?
Aaron.
Mm. How tall is he?
6'2".
How much roughly does he weigh?
Oh, I don't know. 180, 185, something like that.
Sandy brown hair.
Oh, it's a different
guy.
Yeah,
it's him. It's him.
No, this guy weighs 175, not 180. Yeah.
Now, so you had been, now, because we established.
Well, he must be giving her a line, okay? I mean, I just heard her, and she said that they've been dating like 3 weeks or a month or something. And, you know, I've been with Aaron for 9 months. So obviously he's telling her that he's free.
Yeah, she doesn't know about you.
Yeah, she. Yeah, that's clear.
She also says that she's seen him like 2 or 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And that they have a date this weekend.
Yeah, great. Well, he told me he was going to the Braves game with some pals.
So he may be going
on
to
Saturday.
The Braves
game. So it looks like he's really going to be seeing Nicole.
All right, hold on 1 sec, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Pick up Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your big date with Aaron this weekend?
We're going to go out on Saturday afternoon to the Park Tavern for, like, lunch and drinks.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday afternoon?
Uh-huh.
What time the Braves play on Saturday?
1:20.
Nicole, will you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
This is beautiful.
Okay. What a mess.
Wow. Busted.
All right, let's get Karen back on.
Hold on.
Okay. So, Jeff, I guess there's no other reason he would have that number in his pocket. He doesn't really support your theory much.
I was just throwing it out there.
Hey, Karen?
Yes?
All right, we're trying to put a couple of pieces to this together.
Yeah.
So Aaron tells you he's going to the game on Saturday, which is a 1:20 start.
Yeah.
But you just heard what happened with Nicole?
Yeah.
Because while you're on hold, you can hear the radio, right?
Yes.
All right, so she said she's going to the Park Tavern with him on Saturday.
Yeah, maybe I ought to show up at the Park Tavern.
Ooh.
I think we got to break our voice disguiser rule and put Nicole on with Karen.
Because
and put you guys both on the voice disguiser because Nicole has no idea.
She has no idea what's going on. So
right.
Now, are you mad at Nicole or are you mad at Aaron?
Well, I guess there's really no reason to be angry with Nicole. I mean, it's obviously not her fault, but she needs to know.
Agreed.
And, you know, I'm really angry with Aaron, but I mean, this girl needs to know what's going on. It depends on what her reaction is.
Because the beautiful thing is if y'all got together and then did something with Aaron.
Well, and still have her go on the date on Saturday.
Right.
And she would know that you were showing up.
Right. Like you and Nicole become like partners in crime rather than you get mad at her.
Most are calling up saying the same thing. You just need to shut up and just show up and bust them there.
It doesn't matter because
you're thinking that I should have Nicole as like my confidant.
Yeah. Well, if you go for it, we'll get her opinion here in a second.
It doesn't matter. She's listening to the radio. When she couldn't hear us on hold, she turned the radio on.
So she knows what's going on.
She knows everything, so you can put her on.
All right, Karen, I'm going to keep you on the voice disguiser. It's going to get a little confusing for all of us to hear, to listen to, because you both are going to sound very similar.
Okay.
But let me introduce you here to Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hey.
So you've been listening to everything go down here.
Yeah, I really don't know what to say. I'm stunned. I mean, I thought I was his girlfriend. Yeah, sorry, Nicole. Yeah, I'm his girlfriend. Wow. Well, geez, what do we do now? I mean, we're just gonna burn him. So mad right now.
Watch him fry.
Absolutely. I mean, what a man. I hope you're not. I mean. You know, I have been in love with him. I hope you aren't to that point.
No, I mean,
it's a short time.
I definitely really, really dig him, but obviously he's a liar. So that
dog.
Yeah, Karen, obviously you have more invested here than Nicole does. I mean, she's only been seeing him 3 weeks. You've been seeing him 9 months. So this must be way more shocking for you than for her.
Well, it certainly is. But you know what? I got to trust my intuition. I was right.
What if Nicole gives Karen her address, and when he shows up at the house to pick up Nicole at 2:00 on Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon, rather, if he goes to pick her up,
they're both there.
What if she's there,
and they're both just kind of sitting outside?
Yeah,
having a drink.
Or what if he rings the bell?
What if he rings the bell and Karen's the one who answers the door?
Or Nicole says, oh, you know what? Why don't you come in for a second?
And a girlfriend here.
And then she's sitting there and they're having cocktails.
Yeah, one of my friends stopped by to visit. Why don't you come in for a minute while we finish up?
Right. Or Karen should do stuff to Jack with him. Like if he leaves, like when he leaves the house on Saturday morning, like or Saturday afternoon, you know, to go, she should go, oh, the coolest thing happened. By the way, I'm going to the Braves game too. Where are your seats?
There's a million things you could do. Are you both in agreement that you would want to do something to get work as together as a team in order to bust this guy?
Absolutely.
I am.
Okay, great. Perfect.
No. Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he thought he could fool us, so let's do whatever we can. You know, she should just come. She should come and bust him there. Let's do that.
Well, did you hear... I guess they couldn't hear what we had just talked about because we thought that maybe she could be at your house, Nicole, when he comes to get you and that you both be there together.
I think it's got to be more public.
You do?
Yeah.
Why don't we just do it at the restaurant? I mean, it's safer that way, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, do it at Park Tavern. Okay.
What if he goes to Park Tavern? What if he takes Nicole to... I'm confused. Okay, yeah, Nicole is the girl that he's been seeing for like a month, right?
Yeah,
right.
We had the date.
What if he takes Nicole to Park Tavern and they're sitting outside and they're having a couple beers or whatever and they're hanging out, and then Karen walks in and sits down like two tables away with a bunch of friends but acts like she doesn't see him. So there's going to be some time where he knows that his current girlfriend is two tables away from the girl that he's screwing around on her with.
I want to pick up a suggestion from a caller named Chris, but in order to do that, Nicole, I have to ask you a very sensitive question.
Okay.
If you don't want to answer it, that's fine.
Okay.
And Karen, if you don't want her to answer it, that's fine also.
I think I know what you're going to ask. Me too.
Nicole, how intimate have you gotten with him?
We have been fully intimate. As of last week.
Fully intimate.
Yes.
Karen?
Can I ask another inappropriate question?
Well, sure.
Sure.
No, we don't want to make anyone uncomfortable.
Yes, absolutely. I insist on these things.
I didn't hear the question.
I didn't hear the question either.
Did she use protection?
Oh, okay. Good.
Or did you use protection? Good. Okay.
Absolutely.
Chris.
Good.
Chris says that when you guys approach him at Park Tavern, you should both tell him that you're both pregnant.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, here's what we'll do. We'll put you guys both on hold, although I'm not even sure there's reason to do that because you already can talk to each other off the air. You got each other's phone numbers and stuff.
Yeah, well, she has mine.
Karen has Nicole's.
I have hers. Don't worry, I'll call you.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.